Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a happy getter with a hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentist workers, dental assistants, dentists out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice and clean for the people out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. All my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work, or if your kids are still in school, making sure the kiddos are getting from home to school safely. But I'm pretty sure most of them are out by now. But anywho, shout out to all my early morning, late night. I had one for a second, then I lost it. Anywho, appreciate everybody tuning in right now. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. It'll come back to me eventually. Oh, that's what it was. All my local 728 drivers in the transportation industry, in the film industry out there. Appreciate you tapping in with me as well. I knew it would come back to me. All right. How about those Braves? There we go. That's a little bit more of that Braves offense we wanted to see, right? They win 8-3 over the Boston Red Sox last night in a quick, there was game one of a quick two-game series. And again, that's more the Braves offense we like to see. That feels more like what the Braves were able to do last year when they were getting some sort of big-time home run or home runs from anybody in the lineup. It could have been anybody. And that's what it felt like last night. Ozzie Albies goes deep. He had the big three-run shot that really broke the game open. Game was tied at 3, and then Ozzie Albies goes yickety, and he busts the game open, and he made it 6-3. But Orlando Arcia had a home run as well in the 7th inning, I believe it was. And then Sean Murphy gets an RBI single. So that was more like what we saw from the Braves offense, what we got last night. So we got much more of the same. We'll be getting from Max Fried, so that was good to see as well. Mad Max goes 7 innings, gives up 4 hits, does give up 3 runs. 2 of them were earned. He had a walk, but 13 strikeouts for Max Fried. He does allow 1 home run, but look, when you got a guy going 7 innings and still giving you a quality start, I mean, you will absolutely take it. So I was very happy to see Max Fried do what he did last night. Didn't have to go along with the bullpen, didn't have to do a whole bunch. Pierce Johnson goes an inning, and he has a clean inning. One strikeout for him. Jesse Chavez did give up a hit, but nothing more than that. And the Braves win it 8-3. So, again, just a good, wholesome night of Braves baseball we got to watch last night. Offense looked good. Max Fried looked good. Bullpen was good. And then we got to go to bed, and we went to bed happy. So, good night for the Braves. And, look, hopefully they can keep more of this up. And like we said on Monday, this offense looked like it was possibly turning a corner. I didn't want to guarantee anything, but it looked like it was possibly starting to turn a corner. When, from what we saw against the Athletics over the weekend, maybe even a little bit of what we saw from the Washington Nationals. And now, in this Boston series, it looks like, again, you're continuing to get these signs that they are indeed turning a corner and that they are indeed maybe starting to get things going. And we're seeing that light at the end of the tunnel that Brian Snicker was talking about during the Athletics series. And it's good to see. Look, we know what this offense is capable of, even without Ronald Acuña Jr. We still know this offense is very, very potent. We have a guy in this lineup who hit 54 freaking home runs last year. So this offense can still do quite a bit of damage. This offense can still put up numbers. And it feels like it's just a matter of time. And again, I don't want to guarantee that that time is now, but maybe, just maybe, that time is now for the Braves. So Michael Harris had an RBI as well last night. Adam Duvall had an RBI. Sean Murphy had an RBI single. So good to see those guys hitting as well. But Sean Murphy, by the way, he had an RBI single in the top of the fifth, and then in the bottom of the fifth, he threw somebody out. So he's showing off the stick, and he's showing off the arm in back-to-back half innings. Yeah, he had an RBI single to tie it for the Braves in the fifth inning. Then in the bottom half, threw out Sedan Rafaela as he attempted to steal second. So he was good to go. A little bit of a scary moment, though, for Sean Murphy last night. In the top of the ninth, he was hit by a pitch on the inside of his right elbow. It immediately began to swell. So that makes you nervous, but he did say after the game, it looks worse than it is. He said it'll go down quick, so hopefully Sean Murphy doesn't have to miss too much time, but it is good that we do still have Travis d'Arnaud here, and if need be, Travis d'Arnaud can be in the lineup tonight. Probably give, if I had to guess, Snit will probably give Sean Murphy a night off tonight just to make sure everything is good and just to give that elbow a little bit of a rest, and then we'll see if he comes back for the start of the Nationals series in D.C. after they finish this Red Sox series. Today, by the way, in Boston, first pitch set for 1:35, so a little bit of a getaway day for the Braves, as we'll have Spencer Schwellenbach. He will be making his second start of his young Major League career, and he'll be going up against Nick Pivetta. Pivetta hasn't been all that great this season, 2-4. On the year, 4.08 ERA, 1.05 whip, and 35 and a third innings pitch. So hopefully the Braves, just like they were able to beat up on Cutter Crawford yesterday, then his name escaped me for a second. Just like they were able to beat up on Cutter Crawford a little bit yesterday, they'll be able to beat up on Nick Pivetta a little bit this afternoon. So we'll see, but we will get some afternoon Braves baseball here today. Again, 1:35 first pitch. Then they'll go on to take on the Washington Nationals for a four-game set in D.C., and hopefully the Braves can get a little bit of payback after the Nationals took 3-4 from the Braves in Atlanta just, about a week or so ago. So that series will start tomorrow as the Braves will travel to D.C. later on today after they finish up against the Red Sox. So hopefully the Braves can get a little mini sweep against the Red Sox and then take hopefully at least three or four from the Nationals. Hopefully they can get a sweep and really get a nice win streak going here. And then they'll take on an Orioles team that is pretty, pretty good. We know they were good last year. They're good this year, too. 39-20, the Orioles are. So that'll be a good kind of measuring stick test. And you hate to say measuring stick test because, you know, I think the Braves are still one of the best teams in baseball. But it'll be good to see where the Braves are at right now, you know, without Ron Acuña Jr. taking on one of the better teams in baseball. So that'll be fun to watch. That series will get started next Tuesday, and that will be in Baltimore as well. So they won't have to travel far from going from D.C. to Baltimore at all. But that's what's coming up for the Braves. But again, good night for the Bravos last night. Again, Ozzie hits a three-run homer. Then and the Braves did get a little bit of help in the early innings as well from the Red Sox defense. Matt Olson scored on an error. Ozzie Albies was scored on an error. Adam Duvall was safe at first on an error as well by Dominic Smith, the first baseman. Smith did make up for it because he homered the next inning. But after that, Max Fried, of course, was able to bounce back. Sean Murphy, then again, I told you, had that RBI single. Ozzie Albies had the three-run homer. Orlando Arcia had a solo shot. And then Michael Harris had the RBI single to cap off the scoring in the top of the ninth. So, again, just an overall good day for the Braves. Good night for the Braves, I should say. And hopefully they can just keep this going, keep building off of what they were able to do last night, some of what they were able to do against the Oakland Athletics, and hopefully they can just keep that offense going. And, again, it's not like the Braves need eight runs every single night. No, they can just give us 3 to 5. I think if we can start average somewhere, you know, we can average about 4 runs a game. 4 runs. I think we will be just fine, and you'll see a huge uptick in what the Braves are doing as far as winning wise. And the Braves, again, I heard the morning shift talk about it yesterday. The Braves aren't in a bad spot. Now, while they got some work to do if they want to win the division, they are 7 games back behind the Phillies. And look, they haven't played the Phillies much at all this season, and they won't play the Phillies again until July. But they'll still have their fair share game against the Phillies, and they'll have to win those. But if you look at the wild card, they are doing just fine in the wild card as they have a 5.5-game lead in the wild card. So they're sitting pretty for the wild card right now, and they just got to keep ticking away, keep doing their thing, and just worry about themselves and just focus on what they're doing, focus on winning their games. Don't watch the Phillies. You know, again, we would love to see the Braves win the division for what? This would be the 7th year in a row. We would love to see that, but at the end of the day, we just want to see them get to the postseason, and we want to see them make a deep postseason run. And I guarantee you, I know I would, and I'm willing to bet that almost all of you are willing to sacrifice the Braves' division title streak for a World Series. If that's what it took, I guarantee you everybody here in Atlanta and all the Braves fans all around the world would take that trade in a heartbeat. Not win the division, but be able to win a World Series. I guarantee you everybody would take it. So, again, Braves are sitting just fine. They're not in a bad spot at all. 34-24, 10 games over 500. They are doing A-OK. So, one more game against the Red Sox, then they'll take on D.C. 4-4. Real quick, because I'm not sure when we'll be able to get to it for the rest of the show, I did want to go ahead and bring up the fact that the Falcons, they did sign an offensive lineman yesterday, Andrew Stuber. They signed him in a corresponding move. They waived Jaquay Jackson. But Stuber was originally selected by the New England Patriots in the 7th round of the 2022 NFL draft out of Michigan. 6'6", 318-pound offensive lineman. Played 4 seasons at Michigan, appeared in 34 games, made 20 starts in his final season at Michigan. Started all 14 games at right tackle, was a part of an offensive line unit that earned the Joe Moore Award, and that's the award that's given annually to the top offensive line in the nation. So, big award there. And he's spent time on the Patriots practice squad since entering the league. So, again, just a little bit of a depth piece at O-line for the Falcons. Maybe a training camp body if you want to go that far in saying that. But just a good signing there, and I wanted to at least mention it and bring that up because there probably won't be much other room for it in the show. Because when we come back 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, how about we look at a couple of names that the Braves can maybe go after for the trade deadline? We've been talking about if the Braves need pitching, need an outfielder, need both. Well, let's look at some names that could be realistic for the Bravos. We'll do that when we come back here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting the people from home to work or getting some of the kiddos that may be still in school from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all the local 728 drivers in the film industry out there riding around and getting it as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentist workers out there, dental assistants, all that good stuff. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Oh, and, of course, all my front and rear loading truck drivers too. So, we just talked about the Braves looking good in a win against the Boston Red Sox last night. Max Fried looked good. Offense looked good. Ozzie hits a three-run shot. Orlando Arcia hits a three-run shot. Max Fried looks good again. Goes seven, only gives up three runs. A very good, won't even call it a quality start because it was better than quality. He had 13 strikeouts as well. So, it does seem like these Braves are coming around pretty well. However, I do not think that overshadows the fact that the Braves still need some depth in the outfield, and they still need possibly another – actually, no, they do need another starting pitcher. I mean, maybe if Spencer Schwellenbach continues to look good, I mean, maybe they can get away with that, but I still wouldn't feel comfortable, and I don't think Alex Anthopoulos would necessarily feel comfortable without getting one here at the July 30th trade deadline. Now, maybe if A.J. Smith-Shawver, who looked good in his first start, didn't get injured, maybe at that point then you would feel okay with the Braves not going to get another fifth starter because you feel like maybe A.J. Smith-Shawver could really nail down that spot. But now that he's out and he went out with a strained oblique, grade 2 strained oblique, in his first outing in his season debut this year, you really feel like they probably need to go get a guy, right? So who are some of the guys that maybe the Braves could go get? Well, I was looking at a few names. I was looking through Bleacher Report, and they had some guys on there who should definitely be available. And they had a little bit of a big board, honestly, is what they were calling it, as far as, you know, some of the top guys, the more the number one guys who will be highly sought after, and the guys who, you know, you probably get a bargain deal on as far as a trade goes. So let me give you some of these names that would be good for the Braves. There were a lot of names on there. Obviously, I didn't have them all on there because some of them I didn't think would either be a good fit. And as far as money and stuff goes, I don't think the Braves would necessarily target some of those guys. But here are some of the guys. There are a good number of guys I think that the Braves could realistically go after. One, Jesus Luzardo, a left-handed pitcher for the Miami Marlins. Right now, he's gone 51 and two-thirds innings. He's at a 4.18 ERA, 1.14 whip, and 8.7 innings. Or no, excuse me. And he has 9 strikeouts on the year. He's only getting paid five. He's on a rookie contract, I believe. $5.5 million owed to him for 2024. And he's arbitration eligible in 2025 and 2026. So the Braves have a little bit of a control, and we know they like having that control, a couple years of control when they trade for a guy. They would have that in Jesus Luzardo. And look, there has been trade speculation about Luzardo as a trade candidate dating back all the way to December. And Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, he said that this is, quote, the single most likely player to be traded. So, I mean, Ken Rosenthal, who's obviously way more plugged in than all of us, he thinks he is definitely going to be traded, and he's the most likely guy out of all the guys in Major League Baseball that are on the trade block. He thinks he's the most likely to be traded. And since the beginning of 2022, Luzardo, 3.59 ERA, 1.15 whip. The stat I read you was weird earlier. He has 8.7 strikeouts per 9 innings, but since 2022, he has 10.3 strikeouts per 9 innings. The 8.7 strikeout per 9 innings is for this year, but 10.3 strikeouts he's averaged per 9 innings since 2022. And look, you couple those stats with having that control, having that arbitration eligibility for 25 and 26, Miami could get a fair amount back for him, and you wonder what the Braves would be willing to give up for him. That's the one thing where maybe Jesus Luzardo is a little bit out of the question, and maybe the Braves don't end up pulling the trigger on Luzardo. Maybe they do, but if the reason they don't probably is going to be the fact that he will probably cost a little too much because he's a young guy. You're going to have 2 years of control over him after this season. And he's a quality starting pitcher. So we'll see if he ends up getting dealt. But Jesus Luzardo, definitely a guy to keep your eye on as far as who the Braves could trade for. Another guy as far as pitchers go, I have some pitchers, and then I'll go some outfielders here. Tyler Anderson of the Los Angeles Angels this year in 69 and third innings pitched. He has a 2.47 ERA, 1.13 whip, and averaging 6.2 strikeouts per nine innings. Now, he is a little bit more money-wise. He's owed $13 million this year and next year. Now, maybe you can get the Angels to pay some of that salary. Who knows? But he was an all-star 2 years ago, ended that season with a 2.57 ERA. But out of nowhere, that 2.57 ERA kind of came out of nowhere after five straight seasons of averaging north of a 4.30 ERA. And he had a 5.43 ERA in 2023. But hopefully this 2.47 ERA he has is a sign of things to come. But this is kind of a guy who seems like maybe he's a little bit on a hot streak right now. And look, I think when it comes to Tyler Anderson, you wait and see what he's looking like closer to the trade deadline, see if he's gotten closer to that 4.30 ERA, that 5.43 ERA that he had last year. If he's looking like maybe he has signs of that, then you maybe, if you're the Braves, say, I don't know, maybe we'll stay away from this guy. He looks like he's maybe coming back to what he usually was, which is a kind of below average starting pitcher, So that's a guy, though, to keep your eye on. He's going good right now, and if that continues, then maybe the Braves look to maybe go after him. All right, another guy, Jack Flaherty. He has an expiring contract. He just has this is the last year of his deal. He has he's owed $14 million left here in 2024. And over the previous four seasons, and this is maybe one thing the Braves will kind of be wary of, over the previous four seasons, he's battled both injury and control issues. And he right now is in 67 and two-thirds innings, has a 3.46 ERA, right at one whip, and he's averaging 12 strikeouts per nine innings. So while that is good, again, you wonder about the injury issues, the control issues. And again, this is another type of guy where you're like, okay, let's see what he's looking like closer to July 30th. And if he's staying well, then maybe you go after him. Because this is a guy back a few years ago when he was 23 in 2019, he had made 33 starts. He had a 2.75 ERA, and he was averaging 10.6 strikeouts per nine innings and had an NL best whip of 0.97 through 11 starts in Detroit. So maybe he's getting back to that. If he's starting to feel healthy, feeling like his old 23-year-old self from a few years ago, maybe if he's looking like that still on July 30th and he's still going well, maybe, again, he's getting back to his old self. So we'll see. But Jack Flaherty, you got to look out for. A few more pitchers here, then we'll get to some outfielders. Eric Fetty, right-handed pitcher for the White Sox right now. He's pitched 69 in the third innings. He has a 3.12 ERA, 1.18 whip, and he's averaging 8.6 strikeouts per nine innings. And you would have a couple of years of control over him for cheap. He's due $7.5 million this year and next year. He's had six seasons with the Nationals. He's at a 5.41 ERA, so he's gotten that ERA down a lot. And that's because last season he pitched in Korea. He made 30 starts in Korea, had a 2 ERA. Then he's come back to the MLB, and he's been a legitimate middle-of-the-rotation starter. And he got that two-year contract with the White Sox. And he's looking good, and he's looked good so far this season. So looks like, you know, after struggling a little bit with the Nationals, went to Korea, figured some things out, and now he's looking like a very good starter. So I think Eric Fetty could be a guy to really, really watch out for. And the White Sox, who like they really could be sellers this trade deadline, he really could be a guy to watch out for, because later on in this list, Tommy Pham, the White Sox outfielder, who we all talked about for saying he fights in the offseason because he'd be ready to, you know, F something up. We talked about him a couple of days ago. He's another guy that could be on the trade block for the White Sox. So maybe a guy, Eric Fetty and the outfielder Tommy Pham, two guys who maybe the Braves are looking at right now as far as who they could go after during the trade deadline. All right, one more pitcher here for as far as who the Braves could go after during the trade deadline. Trevor Williams, he's a right-handed pitcher for the Nationals. Not sure if the Nationals would want to trade in division, but you never know. 2024 stats for Williams, 56 and two-thirds innings pitched, 2.22 ERA, 1.08 whip, averaging 7.5 strikeouts per nine innings. He did have a 5.55 ERA, but he has kind of flipped that from last year, and he has a 2.22 ERA through 11 starts. But the one big question is that he has been bad about giving up home runs. He gave up more home runs than any other NL pitcher last year. He gave up 34, and he gave up more than anyone in the big leagues in 2020, gave up 15 in that shortened 2020 COVID season. But he's only given up two home runs this season thus far, and if he can keep that up, again, wait and see what those numbers look like when you get closer to July 30th. If those home run allowed numbers are continued to be down for Trevor Williams, maybe that's a guy the Braves go after. I'll give you some outfielders here really quickly. We talked about Tommy Pham. Again, the White Sox could be sellers. Tommy Pham right now hitting 280. He's got three home runs, 12 RBIs, three stolen bases. A guy that'll bring some grit and a guy who is a cheap. And again, this wouldn't be a guy who you would start. He would be a platoon option. He would be a guy that you could put on your bench. Tyler O'Neill, 236, 11 home runs, 17 RBIs for Tyler O'Neill. Micah Conforto, an outfielder for the Giants, hitting 280, 7 home runs, 20 RBIs. He's due $18 million, though, for the rest of this year. So if you can get maybe the Giants to pay a little bit of that, we'll see. But he might be a little too expensive for the Braves' taste. One guy who we all know and love, Jock Peterson, he might be on the trade block, but I'm not sure if he can go out and play outfield now. The Diamondbacks have been playing him as a DH. Maybe he can still go out there and play some outfield if you need. So maybe Jock Peterson is a guy who could potentially return to Atlanta if the Braves really want to get themselves an outfielder. But I'm not sure. I think they should, as far as what position they should prioritize, I think maybe they should prioritize getting another starting pitcher other than outfield. But again, we'll see. But those are some names to be on the lookout for as far as who the Braves could go get during the trade deadline when it comes to some pitchers, some starting pitchers, and some outfielders as well. But, all right, when we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we'll get into some NFL headlines because another big-name skill position player got paid yesterday. And one wide receiver who's looking to get paid also wants his quarterback to get paid. We'll talk about it next. 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentist workers out there as well, the dentist, dental assistants, everybody making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice and clean and shiny. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. All my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work, or maybe getting some kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all the early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers that are zooted and booted out there. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, before we hand things off to the morning shift, let's get into some NFL headlines. Christian McCaffrey got paid, y'all. He got himself a nice contract extension, a two-year extension, to be exact. This story from ESPN writer Nick Wagner. The reigning offensive player of the year, Christian McCaffrey, again, has reset the running back market, and he really did. And he talked about how he hopes this deal really can get all the running backs out there paid. But he signed a two-year extension with the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. The 49ers have announced the deal, by the way. They didn't disclose the terms of the deal, but guess what? That's what we got Adam Schefter for. He put out the terms of the deal. So apparently, according to Adam Schefter, he is going to now average $19 million per year, sources told Adam Schefter. So McCaffrey will receive an additional $8 million over what he was scheduled to make in 2024 and 2025 while adding $24 million in guarantees. This deal was negotiated by WME Football. So with his new deal agreed upon, McCaffrey was back at the start of mandatory minicamp yesterday. He skipped the voluntary portion of the team's offseason program. His new deal is going to keep him with the 49ers through the 2027 season. And before the rework deal, McCaffrey had 2 years remaining on the deal he had signed with the Carolina Panthers back in 2020. But those two seasons that he had left on the deal had zero remaining in guaranteed dollars and base salaries of $11.8 in 2024 and $12 million in 2025. So the extension guarantees all of that money and comes with $8 million more for McCaffrey. So, again, as I told you, the 49ers have announced this deal. They have confirmed it, but they did not disclose the financials of the deal. They did not disclose the terms of the agreement, which they are not legally obligated to do. So, McCaffrey is paid, and look, 49ers did what they had to do. They know how important Christian McCaffrey is. He was one of the main reasons, if not maybe the main reason, he got, you know, the 49ers were in the Super Bowl last year against the Kansas City Chiefs, which oddly enough is replaying right now on NFL Network. And hey, look at that. Christian McCaffrey just caught a pass. So there you go. And, you know, if you remember, he got that first touchdown of the game. And look, McCaffrey, just the way he can do everything, catch passes out of the backfield. Obviously, you hand the ball off to him and he can make plays. He can make plays as a slot wide receiver. And that's why, putting the Atlanta twist on it, we were so happy to hear Bijan Robinson yesterday say that he's going to be in that Christian McCaffrey role. And if he can put up numbers and score like Christian McCaffrey has been able to score, get the rushing yards like Christian McCaffrey has been able to collect, and the receiving yards as well, you got to think he'll be paid like Christian McCaffrey. Now, hopefully it's from the Falcons, because hopefully the Falcons have no choice, just like the 49ers had no choice because he's been so dang good for your team. But you just hope that hearing Bijan Robinson say he's going to be in that Christian McCaffrey role, you just hope that you're like, okay, well, we want to see Christian McCaffrey-type numbers put up. And you hope, hopefully, the Falcons can get that starting this season. And hopefully, as Falcons fans, we'll be able to watch Bijan Robinson put up Christian McCaffrey-type numbers. But good for Christian McCaffrey. He gets more money, and it is well-deserved by him. How about this, though, coming from the quarterback side of the National Football League? C.J. Stroud said he would rather have Eli Manning's career over Aaron Rodgers' career. So he went on the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast, and he basically said that he would rather have Eli Manning, his completed career, over Aaron Rodgers, who career is just about on the back end. He is on the back end of his career. He's just about at the end of his career. And he said this, quote, and this is via USA Today. He said, "You want the rings, dog." That's what CJ Stroud said. He said, "Eli got two. A-Rod only got one." So he also went on to say this, and this is via JetsXFactor.com. He said, "You know what I think it is? I've talked to Tom Brady about this because he's a good mentor to me. What he told me is that his teammates and how he treats his teammates, and that's where I think it falls off." Excuse me. "We don't know how Aaron Rodgers treats his teammates, but you can guarantee that Tom Brady treats his teammates right because how he got those rings." Now, I don't know if that's a necessary, I don't know if that's a direct correlation, but we have heard nothing but good things about Tom Brady as a teammate. Everybody that has played with Tom Brady, nobody. Absolutely, I've not heard one single soul complain about Tom Brady as a teammate. Anybody that's played with Tom Brady, I have not heard them complain about him as a teammate. Aaron Rodgers, though, you've heard some things from different people about what kind of teammate he is. Some good, some not so good. So CJ Stroud does seem like he has a point there. But he also said, he also would go on to say that another quarterback who is like Aaron Rodgers that has one ring might have won even more rings with the supporting cast Aaron Rodgers has had in the past. He said, quote, "If you give Matthew Stafford a chance like Aaron Rodgers had, I guarantee you he might have had more rings," Stroud said. He said, "I think he would have like three or four." So a couple of shots fired there maybe at Aaron Rodgers. A little subliminals, a little toot-toot, a couple little jabs. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's a little bit petty himself. You got to think he's probably going to respond there. So that was interesting stuff. Anywho, quick two notes here for the NFL headlines. The Vikings are going to move wide receiver N'Keal Harry from wide receiver to tight end. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connor said yesterday that he's going to move to tight end. He said N'Keal is fired up about it. He has attacked the process long before we even got started in the offseason program, but you're hoping to see the receiving traits lead the way early on as they got a little more comfort in maybe having their hand down, being a part of run schemes, different kind of run schemes that we're implementing. And N'Keal has shown that at this stage in his career, position change is unique, but we're hoping we're developing a guy who can be a real third down weapon, red zone weapon with his skill set. So look, TJ Hockenson coming off of a ACL injury, you know, N'Keal Harry, if he can be a weapon for them at tight end, that would be good news for the Minnesota Vikings. And finally, Tyreek Hill, who was asking for a contract himself, wants Tua to get paid. He said Tua should have been paid. I've been saying this all offseason. He said that via our friend Cameron Wolf of NFL Media. I know we've got a great front office with Greer and Shore, and they're going to get it done. Obviously, a lot of people are comparing the Jared Goff situation and stuff like that, but I mean, I feel like Tua is supposed to be up there with some of those guys and pass some of those guys. So Tyreek wants Tua to get his money, but Tyreek, you want your money too. It's going to be hard to pay everybody. They just paid Jalen Waddle as well, so we'll see how that transpires. But those are some NFL headlines for you. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Wednesday Hump Day edition of the Morning Shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentist workers out there as well, the dentist, dental assistants, everybody making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice and clean and shiny. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. All my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work, or maybe getting some kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all the early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers that are zooted and booted out there. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, before we hand things off to the morning shift, let's get into some NFL headlines. Christian McCaffrey got paid, y'all. He got himself a nice contract extension, a two-year extension, to be exact. This story from ESPN writer Nick Wagner. The reigning Offensive Player of the Year, Christian McCaffrey, again, has reset the running back market, and he really did. And he talked about how he hopes this deal really can get all the running backs out there paid. But he signed a two-year extension with the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. The 49ers have announced the deal, by the way. They didn't disclose the terms of the deal, but guess what? That's what we got Adam Schefter for. He put out the terms of the deal. So apparently, according to Adam Schefter, he is going to now average $19 million per year, sources told Adam Schefter. So McCaffrey will receive an additional $8 million over what he was scheduled to make in 2024 and 2025 while adding $24 million in guarantees. This deal was negotiated by WME Football. So with his new deal agreed upon, McCaffrey was back at the start of mandatory minicamp yesterday. He skipped the voluntary portion of the team's offseason program. His new deal is going to keep him with the 49ers through the 2027 season. And before the rework deal, McCaffrey had 2 years remaining on the deal he had signed with the Carolina Panthers back in 2020. But those two seasons that he had left on the deal had zero remaining in guaranteed dollars and base salaries of $11.8 million in 2024 and $12 million in 2025. So the extension guarantees all of that money and comes with $8 million more for McCaffrey. So, again, as I told you, the 49ers have announced this deal. They have confirmed it, but they did not disclose the financials of the deal. They did not disclose the terms of the agreement, which they are not legally obligated to do. So, McCaffrey is paid, and look, 49ers did what they had to do. They know how important Christian McCaffrey is. He was one of the main reasons, if not maybe the main reason. He got, you know, the 49ers were in the Super Bowl last year against the Kansas City Chiefs, which oddly enough is replaying right now on NFL Network. And hey, look at that. Christian McCaffrey just caught a pass. So there you go. And, you know, if you remember, he got that first touchdown of the game. And look, McCaffrey, just the way he can do everything, catch passes out of the backfield. Obviously, you hand the ball off to him and he can make plays. He can make plays as a slot wide receiver. And that's why, putting the Atlanta twist on it, we were so happy to hear Bijan Robinson yesterday say that he's going to be in that Christian McCaffrey role. And if he can put up numbers and score like Christian McCaffrey has been able to score, get the rushing yards like Christian McCaffrey has been able to collect, and the receiving yards as well, you got to think he'll be paid like Christian McCaffrey. Now, hopefully it's from the Falcons, because hopefully the Falcons have no choice, just like the 49ers had no choice, because he's been so dang good for your team. But you just hope that hearing Bijan Robinson say he's going to be in that Christian McCaffrey role, you just hope that you're like, okay, well, we want to see Christian McCaffrey-type numbers put up. And you hopefully the Falcons can get that starting this season. And hopefully us Falcons fans will be able to watch Bijan Robinson put up Christian McCaffrey-type numbers. But good for Christian McCaffrey. He gets more money, and it is well-deserved by him. How about this, though, coming from the quarterback side of the National Football League? C.J. Stroud said he would rather have Eli Manning's career over Aaron Rodgers' career. So he went on the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast, and he basically said that he would rather have Eli Manning, his completed career, over Aaron Rodgers, who career is just about on the back end. He is on the back end of his career. He's just about at the end of his career. And he said this, quote, and this is via USA Today. He said, "You want the rings, dog." That's what C.J. Stroud said. He said, "Eli got two. A-Rod only got one." So he also went on to say this, and this is via JetsXFactor.com. He said, "You know what I think it is? I've talked to Tom Brady about this because he's a good mentor to me. What he told me is that what he told me is his teammates and how he treats his teammates, and that's where I think it falls off." Excuse me. "We don't know how Aaron Rodgers treats his teammates, but you can guarantee that Tom Brady treats his teammates right because how he got those rings." Now, I don't know if that's a necessary, I don't know if that's a direct correlation, but we have heard nothing but good things about Tom Brady as a teammate. Everybody that has played with Tom Brady, nobody, absolutely, I've not heard one single soul complain about Tom Brady as a teammate. Anybody that's played with Tom Brady, I have not heard them complain about him as a teammate. Aaron Rodgers, though, you've heard some things from different people about what kind of teammate he is. Some good, some not so good. So C.J. Stroud does seem like he has a point there. But he also said, he also would go on to say that another quarterback who is like Aaron Rodgers that has one ring might have one even more rings with the supporting cast Aaron Rodgers has had in the past. He said, quote, "If you give Matthew Stafford a chance like Aaron Rodgers had, I guarantee you he might have had more rings," Stroud said. He said, "I think he would have like three or four." So a couple of shots fired there maybe at Aaron Rodgers. A little subliminal, a little toot-toot, a couple little jabs. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's a little bit petty himself. You got to think he's probably going to respond there. So that was interesting stuff. Anywho, quick two notes here for NFL headlines. The Vikings are going to move wide receiver N'Keal Harry from wide receiver to tight end. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connor said yesterday that he's going to move to tight end. He said N'Keal is fired up about it. He has attacked the process long before we even got started in the offseason program, but you're hoping to see the receiving traits lead the way early on as they got a little more comfort in maybe their maybe having their hand down, being a part of run schemes, different kind of run schemes that we're implementing, and N'Keal has shown that at this stage in his career, position change is unique, but we're hoping we're developing a guy who can be a real third down weapon, red zone weapon with his skill set. So, look, TJ Hockenson coming off of a ACL injury. You know, you kill Harry, if he can be a weapon for them at tight end, that will be good news for the Minnesota Vikings. And finally, Tyreek Hill, who was asking for a contract himself, wants Tua to get paid. He said Tua should have been paid. I've been saying this all offseason. He said that via our friend Cameron Wolf of NFL Media. I know we've got a great front office with Greer and Shore, and they're going to get it done. Obviously, a lot of people are comparing the Jared Goff situation and stuff like that, but, I mean, I feel like Tua is supposed to be up there with some of those guys and pass some of those guys. So Tyreek wants Tua to get his money, but Tyreek, you want your money too. It's going to be hard to pay everybody. They just paid Jalen Waddle as well, so we'll see how that transpires. But those are some NFL headlines for you. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Wednesday Hump Day edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.